This is a Suno India production and you're listening to the Suno India Show.
Shingho Bahini is an organization that works for the Hindu cause in West Bengal. Debdutto Majhi is its founder. The office is on AJC Bose Road on the ground floor of Majhi's ancestral house. It is one of those old, spacious Kolkata houses with high ceilings and large windows. I went to meet him last month.
Myself is Devdutta Majhi. I am the president of Shingho Bahini. It's an organization specially working for the Hindu cause. And I'm into Hindutva activities for the last 12 or 14 years.
He's a middle-aged man and a new BJP member, proudly sporting a Modi jacket. There was a poster of Shingho Bahini behind him, which he says symbolizes Ma Durga. The organization's website says that it aims to help vulnerable Hindus who, I quote, slip through the cracks. Women who want to marry Muslims supposedly belong to this group of Hindus. Majhi has been working for the cause of Hindutva for over a decade now. He was the vice president of Hindu Samiti before starting his own organization.
We have our network. I'm working for the last 12 years or more. So I know a lot of people. People knows me. They contact me. They comes to me regularly. I visit the villages. We have a good network. It's a system. It's like a family, a growing family.
He says that he has a growing network of Hindutva activists across the state belonging to different outfits. Neighbors or parents of women who want to marry Muslim men approach him through them. This network also helps him find such women who have been, quote, kidnapped.
If 100 girls are kidnapped or abducted or, you know, they fall in the trap of love jihad every week, we are only rescuing a handful of them, maybe 2, 3, 4.
Majhi speaks passionately about his work of rescuing Hindu girls and women from love jihad across West Bengal along with other Hindutva outfits. Bharatiya Janata Party ruled states Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Madhya Pradesh have cleared and implemented laws against the so-called phenomenon of love jihad. Hi, I am Surya Tapa Mukherjee reporting for this episode of the Suno India Show for our series on so-called love jihad in the country, which is quickly gaining official recognition. In this episode, I shall be exploring the pull of the concept of love jihad in Bengal and its link to Hindutva politics. Simply put, these laws require a person who wants to convert to another religion to give a notice declaring their intent to convert to the district magistrate 30 to 60 days prior, depending on the state. The laws criminalize any conversion made for the sake of marriage and declare such weddings null and void. As per the laws, a person who converts a woman to another religion for marriage will be punished with a 7 to 10 years maximum sentence depending on the state. Other states like Assam, Gujarat, Haryana and Karnataka are mulling similar laws. If the BJP has its way, this can come to West Bengal too. That is Narottam Mishra, the Madhya Pradesh Home Minister, speaking about bringing such a law in West Bengal if Bharatiya Janata Party wins in the upcoming polls. Majhi says that there is a need for it in West Bengal too.
Look, love jihad is propaganda, and it is not only in India. It is happening all over the globe where there is Muslim presence. You know, it is a strategy, a ploy to trap a non-Muslim girl and convert her into Islam, and you know, produce children from her, use her in expansion of Islam, be it by force or be it by demographic change. You know, so it is not only in India, and in most cases we have seen the Muslim youth, not even you, not all are not youth, even men, they take fabricated name, false name, Hindu name, and they approach the girl or women, and they convince them, and they makes an affair. And when the things go to such an extent that the girl is emotionally, that the girl is deep into, you know, emotional attachment with the guy, she comes to know about the reality, and it is very tough for her to go back. And there are cases when she realizes after marriage or after having children, and it is impossible for her to go back.
Maji is basically saying that non-Muslim women unknowingly marry Muslim men who want to just convert them. He says his organization is saving these women from such marriages. Maji says that his work is difficult because often Hindu women themselves don't realize that they have been trapped.
I'm trying to rescue the girls who are falling in trap, save them when their parents approach me. Even not immediately, even after 3-4 years, she realizes the mistake. And even if she doesn't realize the mistake, you know, everyone conscious level are not the same. She thinks of her personal, up to her personal level only. She doesn't think about the social problems, social errors and all.
The Special Marriage Act allows couples from different religions to get married without conversion. But two people from different religions living together is inconceivable to him.
Is it really possible that both will follow their own religion and survive, especially if the woman is a non-Muslim and the man is a Muslim and is a following Muslim? How is that possible? One prays to the idol, the other is an idol breaker. One believes that the planet is round, the other believes it is flat, right? Everything is just the opposite, right? How can they stay together? It's just a technical thing, Special Marriage Act, just to avoid the situation, and just, it's a shortcut.
He told me a story of a Hindu woman who apparently regrets marrying a Muslim man. She now has a child with him.
There are cases who the girl went with the guy, even after lot of attempt of convincing her, but you know, time is the best healer. She, like this girl only, this lady, you know, her father is a custom officer. She faced a lot of, you know, hindrances when she was marrying that guy. Her, not entire family, but her friends and family, portion of her family members, tried to stop her from it. She never listened. Now she is getting thrashed daily. He is permitted by the Quran, you know. Wife beating is permissible. And when she married, she never knew. She thought the life will be as tasty as biryani. But when she started getting the thrashing, she realized it.
I want to give a disclaimer here. Domestic violence is not restricted to any community, state, or even country for that matter. It is regrettably universal. But cases like these can be used in the Hindutva narrative in different ways. After I spoke to him for a while, Maji called a young girl to his office. She was petite with long hair twisted into a braid and a small bindi on her forehead. I have changed her name to conceal her identity. She was one of his successful rescue operations, he told me. Aparajita is from Howrah. She was 14 years old when she married an 18-year-old Muslim man from her coaching class. इट डिडन लास्ट लॉन्ग।
एक महीने बाद मेरा माँ बाप केस किया और उसके बाद हम भी सरेंडर किया और वो भी एक दिन बाद सरेंडर कर दिया। उसके बाद मेरा दीदी के घर में चले गया था। मैं बहुत गुस्सा था मेरा माँ बाप के ऊपर, इसीलिए उसके बाद मुझे मेरा माँ बाप यहाँ पर रखा था सिंगावैनी में। और मैं यहाँ से जब गया तब मेरे साथ उसका कुछ कांटेक्ट हुआ था, तो मेरा माँ बाप को ठीक नहीं लगा, इसीलिए मुझे यहाँ पर फिर से ले आया गया और उसके बाद से मैं यहाँ पर ही हूँ।
Needless to say, child marriage is illegal in the country. But Majhi uses the love jihad plank and says he rescues young girls from marrying Muslim men. Her parents wanted her to completely end contact with her husband, but she continued talking to him. Her parents then sent her to Majhi indefinitely. She now lives in his house. I wanted to speak with her separately because of the sensitive nature of the subject. But Majhi assured me that she had nothing to hide from him. He said that he was her guardian now. Aparajita spoke fearlessly about her experience. She insisted that she wasn't asked to change her religion. Their wedding was at a temple with Hindu ceremonies.
मुझे तो कोई फोर्स नहीं किया गया था कि मुसलमान होने के लिए। मुझे सिंदूर भी पढ़ने देता था और मुझे कोई बुरखा या कुछ भी नहीं और नमाज या कुछ भी नहीं करने देता था, या फिर वो खुद ही मस्जिद में नहीं जाता, जुम्मा डे में भी नहीं जाता है मस्जिद में। वो मेरे साथ हर मंदिर में गया था, मेरे साथ हर मंदिर में घुसकर वहाँ पर प्रणाम किया था, सब किया था, पूजा दिया था।
There is no clarity on whether or not she is going back home. She is not going to school in Kolkata. Her studies have come to a grinding halt. She was to complete her 10th standard this year. Majhi did not speak about her education. Instead, the focus has been on the groom's religion. Aparajita holds on to her one true passion, karate, and says that she wants to go back to it. She was learning it until recently. She said that she can't wait to grow up, that is, become an adult.
मुझे कुछ नहीं करना है अभी। अगर यहाँ पे कराटे मैं सीख सकती हूँ तो मुझे कोई उसमें दिक्कत नहीं है। और उसके बाद अगर वो हिंदू हो जाए और सब लोग अगर माने तो फिर से उसके साथ शादी, या फिर जिद्दा या फिर तदा जिसके साथ शादी देगा मैं उसके साथ कर लूँगी।
There is perhaps no one in West Bengal who has seen the backlash against interfaith marriages more closely than MLA Rukbanur Rahman.
See, my brother only stood for his love. He loved a girl. She might have been a Hindu, she might have been a Christian, she might have been a Muslim. He loved a girl. That girl also loved him. They both married with the law on their side. But somehow, some selfish people who were not comfortable with the relation, they somehow planned his murder and he was murdered.
He is the brother of Rizwanur Rahman, who had married Priyanka Todi, the daughter of industrialist Ashok Todi. Todi heads the Kolkata-based Lux Industries, which manufactures Lux Cozy. The couple had wed under the Special Marriage Act. Rahman said that they were separated by police soon after.
He was a graphic designer. He was teaching in at that time. It was Arena Multimedia, a private organization, and he used to teach Priyanka Todi. And somehow they liked each other, and their relationship grew, and then they married each other. And somehow Priyanka Todi's father was an industrialist, Ashok Todi, and his brother. And his brother-in-law, they all were against this relation. What happened was that he or she were constantly disturbed by these persons. I named them Ashok Todi and that is his father, her uncle, and then her maternal uncle, they all used to come to her home and used to tell her, "No, you have married a poor guy. You have married a, why have you married a Muslim guy? This, that." This whole thing was happening, you know. And every day he was pestered. They both were pestered. Not only this one. Priyanka Toti was also pestered every day in our home. They were tried to persuade by the police also. And somehow the police also pressurized them. At the end of it, you know, after 1 month of their marriage, he was murdered on 21st September 2007 from Damdam GIP, that my brother's dead body was lying on the railway tracks of of Damdam GIP. And we then all went. There were so many people with me. We all went and collected our my brother's dead body.
Although the CBI ruled it a case of suicide, Rehman says that his family still believes that it was murder. Ashok Todi and other relatives are being tried for abatement to suicide. Rehman is a key witness in the case.
These two people, Rizwanur Rahman and Priyanka Todi, they loved each other. They wanted to settle down in life. They had they were law-abiding citizens. They wanted to lead a good life, a peaceful life in the society. Though one was a Muslim, one was a Hindu, but they never bothered about that. They were human beings. They wanted to lead a life of a good human being. There are some selfish people who were jealous of this, who did not want this to happen.
He said that after this incident, he was asked by Mamata Banerjee, now the chief minister, to join her party Trinamool to help others like his brother. He is now an MLA. People come to him for help with interfaith marriages in the area. Rehman said that love jihad is not a real thing and people should stop using the term.
This term love jihad has been coined by some fundamentalist type of people who are trying to incite communal disharmony. And who are trying to separate people. See, India is a democratic and a sovereign republic. Right from our constitution, we believe in equality of the religion. So I don't know why this term love jihad has been coined and why it has been spread like poison in our society. Anyway, I just don't believe in this word, first of all. See, my brother died only for this, you know. Just for this intolerance of the society, just for the way he was treated inhumanly by some people. So I think whatever is happening today also is very unfortunate. There are political parties who are cashing on this word and they are trying to make their own selfish needs. But still, I think this term is a misnomer, and this term should not be used in the society. And we should all come forward and try to make people come together.
Unlike Majhi and many others who feel that women are trapped in such interfaith marriages, Rehman said it's impossible that either party is forced into a marriage like this.
If the bridegroom and the bride, they don't agree with each other. I don't know how does the very concept of marriage come. Still, I think whoever a section of a society is trying to malign only Muslim boys, I don't know why this is happening. Because, see, a Hindu boy also can marry a Muslim girl. This is also happening. The whole onus is given on the trying to shift on the Muslim boys. They are oppressing the Hindu girls. They are marrying Hindu girls and then they are oppressing and then they are getting separated from the Hindu girls. But this is not the case. There are many instances where a Hindu boy has also been separated from a Muslim girl. So where does this word come? And where does this specialization only to one section of the society come?
In the 2019 elections, BJP's Lok Sabha seats in the state saw a massive gain from 2 to 18, while TMC seats fell from 34 to 22. Now in the run-up to West Bengal Legislative Assembly elections, Trinamool is witnessing an exodus from its ranks. Recently, two former ministers, Shubhendu Adhikari and Rajiv Banerjee, joined the BJP along with a number of MLAs and district-level leaders. Devdutto Majhi has also joined the BJP and is excited to help the party win along with the workers of Shingo Bahini.
I could have always said, come on, let's vote for BJP. But joining will, myself joining BJP will give a clear message to my karyakartas, supporters, that we need to do something, not just cast the vote, but we must do something to ensure that BJP wins with a good majority and people participate in that. I'm confident BJP will win 2021 election in Bengal. First reason is the various projects and work of our Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji, this present Indian government. Second reason is Mamata Banerjee's Muslim appeasement. There is a big reason why Hindus will throw her out of power.
Muslim appeasement is a long-running grouse of the Hindu right political parties. But though Muslims make up 27% of the voting population in West Bengal, they are still struggling with a lack of opportunities. A 2016 report by Nobel laureate Amartya Sen in the state showed that Muslims were still significantly behind in education, employment, healthcare, and in basic access to resources. As a result, there is growing discontentment among Muslims in the state. Bengali Islamist leader Abbas Siddiqui is floating a new party, the Indian Secular Front, to focus on the structural development of Muslims and Dalits in the state. Hyderabad MP Asaduddin Owaisi, who heads the All India Majlis-e-Ittehadul Muslimin, has also expressed interest in the coming state assembly elections. However, the Chief Minister's token gestures like giving allowances to Muslim clerics or giving preference to Muharram processions during Durga Puja are used as examples of appeasement by the opposition. It is yet to be seen, though, if love jihad will become a major election issue. People like Majhi are hoping that if BJP wins the state assembly elections, his work against interfaith marriages will become easier.
I think there should be a love jihad law, definitely. And I think all the mutt and ashrams, mandirs, temples, even they must come up and educate the people, those who visit the ashram or the temples, the pilgrims, the bhaktas, about the problem of love jihad, about the problem of Islamic expansion and its historical atrocities, They must educate them.
Despite his own experience, Rehman says that communal politics won't find a base in West Bengal. He blames external forces and parties like the BJP of trying to fan the flames in the run-up to the elections.
What is disturbing is there are people who are also trying to disturb trying to malign the whole Bengali culture, People who are Hindi speaking, people who are not Bengalis in the true sense. They are coming from different states and trying to teach us what Bengalis stand for and what Bengal is and what Bengali culture is and what Bengali language is. We don't want to learn anything from them. Where the BJP is trying to mash on now. There are many instances that we in Bengal are living a very peaceful life, Be it a Hindu person, or be it a Muslim person, or Christian person. They are all living in harmony in West Bengal. Now, there are some outside elements which are trying to destabilize our society, and our respected Chief Minister, Mamata Bandyopadhyay, Mamata Banerjee, she is trying as her level best to counter these religious fanatics who are trying to fan religious fanaticism in our society. But they won't be successful because this is a land of Rabindranath Tagore, this is a land of Nazrul Islam, this is a land of Lalan Fakir, who were all stood for Muslim and Hindu unity.
Please rate our podcast and leave a comment if you like it. Underreported and underrepresented stories can become mainstream only if it reaches more people. So please support us by visiting our contributing page on our website, sunoindia.in, or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.